prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is Memorial Day, May 30, 2022. Welcome to the next broadcast. We're glad you're with us tonight, and I do mean that. We're going to do something a little different tonight, folks. I'm going to share with you. I'm going to share memories with you. I'm going to share information with you. I'm going to share my thoughts with you, and I want you to feel free to do the same thing. Okay, and the last 10 minutes of the program, I want to share something with you that happened to us this past Friday and tell you the whole story when we get to it, okay? So bear with us, please, because it's important to share with you. I mean, really, it is. We're going to tell you this. We're going to have Bible study this weekend, but this time it's going to be on Sunday because the gentleman that we're going to interview is a Sabbath keeper also, so he cannot be there Saturday. But Sunday, we're going to be talking to a gentleman who exposed the hoax of the moon landing and a lot more. So this coming Sunday at 10:30 a.m., come and join us, please. You can join us if you want to on live stream. You can watch us as we do things right there as we're doing them by going to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Find live stream and click on it at 10:30, and there we will be. Of course, we'll still have the prayer time and the testimony time. And we'll also, we'll have the current events at 11:30 to 12:30. Then at 1, we're going to have the gentleman contact us, and we're going to talk about some issues that you think you might find shocking. You know, folks, if you take time to study history, real history, if you take time to look into the real facts of a lot of things about this country, it's going to take away some things inside you that you thought were real and were justified, but they're not. And I'm sorry about that. It's the way it is. We're going to discuss that more in a little bit, I'm sure. And if you can't watch on computer, you can call us on the phone number and join us there. This phone number is 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. I hope you would join us. I truly do. And we're going to offer for the next two nights the special we're still offering, the 4 hours of teaching on DVD, Field's lesson on silent weapons for quiet war, and my teaching on the beast, the mark, and the great reset. Folks, I cannot tell you how important these teachings are. There's no point even trying. If you don't have enough faith in me to order it, then you just won't see it, and that's okay. By the way, you make copies of it too. You make all the copies of anything we send you. And we'll send you a copy of the book along. It's copied off on 8.5, 11 sheets of paper. Quiet Weapons, Silent Wars. You get all three of those. You get the DVDs and a copy of the book for $15. And I thought people would be ganging up to get that, but I was surprised they weren't. And we got three copies left of The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America. A very hard hitting historical book, factual book, that will rattle your tree, folks, in what America, we thought America was. But keep in mind always that the victors get the right history. The losing side never does. So this book's available right now. I have 3M left. Just say that you want the book, The Great American Adventure, or the book on America. $15. You can call if you want them. We're down to the last three. 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, folks, it will save us some money. 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448 to call and order whatever you want. Still got some REM sleep left, and once it's gone forever. Of course, you have the Strauss products, the Vitamir toothpaste, mouthwash, all that's available here, folks. All you have to do is call and ask for it. And Lisa will answer the phone and get orders into us. And, of course, as Thursdays, we'll be in the office to fill orders and take phone calls. I hope that you'll will consider to do that. I really do. Now, I do want to talk to you a little bit. It's Memorial Day, folks. And if every Memorial Day, almost every Memorial Day, I have memories and thoughts of things that I've seen and done. Memories and thoughts of what my dad did in World War II. And knowing what I know as far as the history of things, I realize, of course, that we were played for fools, and millions of our young people, men and women, were slaughtered in war, not to mention the millions and millions around the world that died in wars. You know, if you didn't have war, you'd almost have heaven on earth, so that's not going to happen. We know that. The Bible says there'll be wars, rumors of wars in the last days, so it's not going to end. It's not going to end. It never will. If you read in James chapter 4, you'll find out where it says where wars comes from. That's speaking to the church, but also fits the world, folks. So the wars and fighting come out of our lust. Our lust. We lust for things, and we can't have them. We kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. We fight for it. We go to war for things that we think we should have. Now, listen. Every war usually has an aggressor that must be defended against. But every war that I've studied, I've learned that the good side isn't always the good side. It may be better than the other, but it's not always the good side. And all the studying I've done in the previous wars we've been involved in, clear back to 1812, we were suckered into them, so to speak. Now, you just have to go look for yourself, folks. I don't have time to get into all of it. Pearl Harbor happened because they planned it to happen. Gulf of Tonkin never happened, but we believed it. And that's the one that brought me in to putting on a uniform. And I did not shame the uniform. I did it. I didn't shame it. At the time when the people left this country to get out of going to Nam and burned their draft cards and went to Canada and other places, I thought they were, I disdained them. I despised them. A lot of them did it, I'm sure, for the right reason. Many of them did it because for the wrong reasons. But I look back now and I can see what the right reasons may have been. But I did not shame the uniform. My dad wore the uniform of World War II Army. He was wounded, captured, and during the war. He has a Purple Heart, and he served his nation as best he understood to do it. And he went in to fight because he knew he thought he should, and he joined before he was of age, but he did anyway. His mom and dad signed the paper. When he found out some years ago that they were suckered into the war, it hurt him because he lost friends there too, not to mention his time in. And I'm not making light by any means those who were slaughtered in war in America, around the world, but America. I live in America. I'm not making light of that sacrifice, so please don't go there. I'm not making light of it at all. I am greatly concerned of how we were conned into having these men and women slaughtered. It makes me angry, but I'm not making light of it. When I wore the uniform, folks, I wore it seriously. I come out as an E-4. It was called a sergeant at the time when I come out in the Air Force. Now it's called senior airman. I didn't shame it. I won ribbons, good conduct medal, marksmanship, other ribbons. I have the South Asian war battle ribbon. I have those displayed in a shadow box in the front room that I didn't want to do. But Marsha Jean talked me into doing it. And I have my dog tag. I have the insignia on my collar. I have all those. But nonetheless, I didn't shame the uniform. And I'm sharing now with you folks things that we need to think about. Because we're not through with war yet. Believe me, all hell is going to break loose in this world. And America is going to catch the brunt of it. America, America, how great you were when you tried to walk in righteousness. But that we are going to catch the brunt of this when it comes. I'll watch a lot of things happen over a lot of years and a lot of study, folks, scripturally, historically, current events. And I've learned a lot of things in the past 20 years. I've been on the radio going on 30 years, but I learned a lot in 20, 25 years by exploring things that people challenged me on when I first started preaching and come on the radio. They challenged me on some things, and one of the first things I remember looking at was a book written by Smedley Butler entitled War is a Racket. Now, Butler was not a protester. He was a general. He did his duty, so to speak. But he figured out the war is a racket, and war always has been a racket. It's for somebody to obtain something through force. They don't mind slaughtering innocent people to obtain it and killing innocent people to get it. So I'm not making light of those who died for what they thought was right. Never would I do that. I lost friends in Nam, guys I went to school with. Good guys. Just plain old country boys, good fellows, just like me. Oh, they didn't make it home. And as a young teenager, and I'm speaking to you tonight like we're sitting in the front room, so I hope I'm not boring you. If I'm boring you, you can go watch something else, do something else. As a young teenager, graduating 1966, 17 years old, I knew of Vietnam. I heard of Vietnam. I knew there was a so-called war going on there. And we had young guys going over there and being killed. About 60,000 they admit to. There's a song we'll play in a minute called 50,000 Names on the Wall, but close to 60,000, and that many more killed themselves when they got home. But let's move on. At 17 years old, graduating high school in June 1966, I wasn't thinking about Vietnam or the war. Hey, I was naive. I knew America was the best, and I was proud of being American. I salute the flag. I did all the things that we're expected to do. And when it come time, I knew I could be called up. I did join the Air Force. I did. Went in communications. What they called Morse code. We worked indirectly for the CIA behind the line sometimes, tracking different things and our side and their side. But nonetheless, I went in. And I'll never forget the day I left. I left out of Beckley, West Virginia. Flew us out in a twin-engine plane. First time I ever flew in my life. I watched the wings flop in the breeze. Seriously, it did. But anyway. But I remember my mom. Now, folks, I'm sharing memories. If I give them boring you, then please go do something else. I don't want to bore you. I told Mom that don't you cry. Don't you cry. So outside the recruitment center, I gave her a hug. Well, I'll take it back. First thing I did, my dad, for the first time in my life, reached out to shake my hand. For the first time, he actually considered me a man. I was 19 years old, and he shook my hand. What an honor. I gave my mom a hug. She didn't cry until she turned to walk away, and I saw her break down and cry. Oh, the sun was going off. Didn't know when he's come back or not, or if he was come back. Didn't know what time or if. But nonetheless, I remember those things. I remember when I finally got home in 1971, April 71. Back before they had guards up the airports and before they had security lines to go through and all the other bull crap they suffer through now in this free country. Anyway, I remember Mama standing out. You got off the plane outside in Charleston, West Virginia at the time. You didn't go inside through a walkway. They come outside and they put a ladder or steps up to the side of the plane. You walked down the steps. I was wearing my uniform, my khakis. That means they were tan collar. Now, they weren't fatigues, they weren't dressed, but they were khakis. I got off the plane, and I saw Dad and Mom standing there, and all of a sudden, Mom jumped past the guard, ran out, and hugged me. Dad couldn't stop her. He actually broke the snap on her dress when she pulled loose from him. She ran out to hug me and welcome me home. Well, I met Marcia. I knew Marcia, but I dated her the first time about a week later. And 7 months later, we were married. That's been going on 51 years ago now. So I wore a uniform. Wasn't ashamed of it. Didn't understand a lot of things yet, as I do now. But I'll say this. I'm going to play a song for you in a second. I didn't watch the war escalate in Nam when the news on ABC News. I didn't watch it closely. Folks, I was 17 years old, 18 years old. I didn't understand these things. But they were sending advisors to Vietnam in 65 and beyond, advisors, and sent them over to train the South Vietnamese, and they sent them over there to protect the embassy, and they did these things gradually. It didn't happen overnight. And then Johnson lied about the Gulf of Tonka. I mean, flat out lied. We bought it. It's like about Pearl Harbor. So he started sending men over there. Hundreds of thousands of men to fight a war that was unwinnable because they didn't want to win it. But the reason I brought up about the advisors and the first special forces going in to protect Americans, Biden and General Miley and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are getting ready to send troops to Ukraine to guard the embassy, U.S. embassy in Kiev. The pattern's the same. The method is the same. The reasons are the same. And the desires are the same. Lust to control. Lust to conquer and lust to make money. I didn't know that time, folks. I didn't know this in Nam. I had no idea. I didn't know what happened. I was in Thailand Station, Ludon, Thailand, right off the base, tracking fighter planes and different things. We crossed the river in Laos and did things. We weren't supposed to be there, but we were, because where the VC went into from Vietnam. These are things, folks, I remember. I was never out in the jungle dodging bullets like a lot of my comrades were. I was behind the scenes, so to speak, in communication bases. And in sleeping sometimes in barracks with nothing but sandbags and screened up and roof on it. But that's what it was. And I think back now the men I met while I was in there. I was in Greece, Crete, Greece for a while. Nice place to be stationed if you have to be in the military at 18 months there. Met a lot of good guys there. It was a nice base. Good food, good accommodation, so to speak. Which it all changed whenever we went over to Southeast Asia. Nothing's changed. It wasn't perfect by any means. In the main base in Thailand, we had air-conditioned barracks, and we had house grills you paid so much a week to keep your area clean. But on the sites off there, as I said, they were Quonset huts. Not Quonset huts, they were screen huts that we were in for a while in different places. But nonetheless, I said all that to say this. I met some good guys there. Some I'd like to see again. I'm sure a lot of them are dead now. But I remember the ones that didn't come back. I'm taking a little more time to tell this than I plan to. I hope you don't mind. I really don't. I hope you don't mind. Before I went in, there was a young girl by the name of Rebecca Hambrick. She still lives in the town of Valley Head, where she was born, actually, and raised. Went to school with her. I shouldn't say this, probably, but she's the first girl to ever give me a kiss. I was 16 years old, but anyway. A nice, nice, sweet young girl, young lady. But after I moved from that area and moved down here to Nettie, where I live now, she met another gentleman named Hamrick, a nice guy, real nice guy, big dude. Engaged to him, was going to get married. Well, he went to Nam. One night, I just turned 19, and her mom called and said, Bill was killed today, killed in action. Would you come down and see Becky, please? I'm 19 years old. I don't know my butt from my hole in the ground yet. Called down to comfort a young lady that I cared for. I got out of the car, I'll never forget this. She had strawberry blonde hair. Stand there in a pretty green dress. Three steps up to her porch, she's standing on the second step down. Yes, folks, I remember this in detail. I was thinking, I wasn't a Christian then. Folks, I was not a Christian. I had really no idea what to say. None at all. And what do you say? I got out of the car, and she stood there, wide-eyed, and just stood and stared at me. Well, I stopped a second, paused a second, and looked back, and I didn't know what to do. So I started walking towards her, and she ran out to me and hugged me around my neck and cried on my shoulder. She never got to marry that guy. And he didn't get to marry her. That cost alone wasn't worth what we did over there. That price alone, that one life, was not worth what we did to those people. And they ran off and left him behind. Yeah, just like we did in Afghanistan. Nothing new here. But that price alone wasn't worth it. I can't convey to you the feelings I had when I was there with her. I wish I could, but I can't. And I cannot convey the feelings I have sometimes when I think about these things now. And Marcia hates it whenever I see a historical story about Vietnam and what happened. Now, I was not, folks, in the jungle with a lot of them, but I was right there when they come back in. The guys come out of the jungle sometimes, they're in there for months at a time. Matter of fact, in World War II, the average combat days the GI faced in World War II was about 10 days a year. In Nam, the average combat day was 240 a year. You figure it out. And I could tell you stories shared with me and some of the things I saw, but I'm not going to. It's just not worth right now. But there's a song I mentioned entitled 50,000 Names on the Wall, sung by George Jones. When I hear it, I want to cry. Because I can name names of people, that young boys that I knew that were friends, who I thought died for our country. I did. I thought they died for a country. But they died for the elite to ship drugs from Nam and a lot more. CIA carried drugs in C-130s. I know that. I know that. I know drugs are stuffed in body bags, camouflage of dead bodies. I know that. But I didn't know what it meant. I was naive, folks. Why do you think they take kids in the combat? Why do you think they take 19-year-olds, 18-year-olds? They know nothing about anything. But listen to this song, if you would. 50,000 Names on the Wall. And picture 50 years ago, 55 years ago, what price is paid, not for our freedoms, and certainly not to help the VC, not to help Vietnam at all. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. The proof's in the history, folks. All right, I just found I won't have enough time this segment. I'll play it on the air. I'll just continue what I was saying. All these things may sound like I'm putting you down, making you feel depressed. I don't want to make you feel depressed. I want you to stop and think what we're doing and what we have done. And what we're about to do again, folks, we have slaughtered sent to slaughter thousands upon thousands of men and now women in wars we shouldn't have been involved in, that we're condemned to, just like Iraq, just like Korea. All of them are con jobs. Remember the weapons of mass destruction George Bush said was there? He's up on camera mocking this, but they got to be under the table. Got to be somebody. You remember that? Do you remember that? They thought it was funny. I don't think it's funny to have a young individual shot, slaughtered, killed in any way, or maimed in any way. Or to see their wives and children cry, or their moms and dads cry because they were killed in a war that they thought they were doing something to help their country. Folks, we got to get over this war mentality, this praising of war. We got to get over this. It's not what it's supposed to be. It's a lie. It's a damn lie. We got to quit doing this. We won't. It's too late. It ain't going to happen. I know that. Well, I know that. It ain't going to happen because people are going to be conned into going to war because, gee whiz, it's the right thing to do. You're fighting for your country. No, you're not. You're fighting for the elite. They're enslaving you. You're not fighting for freedom in America. Folks, we are one of the most enslaved nations in the world. And unfortunately, one of the most dumbed down nations in the world. The most ignorant nations in the world. Our nation is going to hell right now, just like Psalms 9:17 said it would. America's going to be divided into factions. There's going to be civil war. America, according to Scripture, Revelation 18, will be wiped off the map in about an hour when it happens. These are things, folks, you can take to the bank because God's not mocked. What we sow, we reap. But I want you to think about something tonight. If you're a young man listening tonight, you think about joining the military because you think it's the right thing to do, please call me. Please don't throw your life away. Please. Don't do it. Don't throw your life away for a nation that slaughtered 75 to 100 million babies, that is perverting our children in a public school system we call schools. Don't do that. Don't line the pockets of the elite individuals who think you're beneath them. They want to use you as cannon fodder. Don't do it. Talk to me, please. Don't do it. Don't throw your life away when the Almighty God gave you something very special in the life He gave you. Use it to glorify Him. Not to be conned into something that you shouldn't be involved in. We got to be intelligent folks in scriptures. You have to understand the word and know what it's saying. Now, war is scriptural. And they're justified wars, folks, but we haven't been in my lifetime, even before. Back at the break.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land. Souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code Butch.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Demand.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
It's kind of ironic that my theme song is titled This Is War by the Pain. Started back in, sung back in the 70s, I think it was, or late 70s. And this is war. We're right now in spiritual warfare for this land, and we have lost the war because the church would not get involved in the battle. Compromise, complacency, apathy, waiting for the rapture. Don't worry about it. You go shake your preacher's hand, you're okay for eternity. That type of mentality has destroyed our country because we were given a sword to go to war and a shield and all the armor needed. We didn't do it. So now we're facing physical wars. That's costing us a whole lot more than the other would if we would have stayed faithful. I want to play a song for you now by George Jones entitled 50,000 Names on the Wall. And I want you to listen to the words, please. I've never been to the wall. I've been saying I'm going every year. I'm going to go see the wall. I'm going to go see the wall. I feel drawn to go see the wall. But I don't want to see it either. I'm afraid when I do, I'll break down and start bawling like a baby. Then I know names on there. And we have nothing to show for what they sacrificed. Nothing to show for it except further slavery and further damnation, a nation that's turned against God since this war ended. You can call the police actually if you want to, folks. When somebody getting killed and killing the enemy, that's war, period. I know if I see the wall, it's going to come back all one time, and I don't know how I would react, and I'm a little bit scared of that. You can say what you want to. I know I'm a believer, I'm a pastor, but that doesn't mean that I'm not human. I'm a little nervous about it. I guess you say apprehensive, which is not a fancy word for scared. I want you to listen to a song, folks. Listen to the words of 50,000 names on the wall, known as closer to 60,000. But nonetheless, just listen to this. And think about the moms and dads and brothers and sisters and children and wives. Here you go.
There's teddy bears and high school rings and all photographs that mamas bring, the daddies with their young boys playing ball. There's combat boots that he used to wear when he was sent over there. There's 50,000 names carved in the wall. There's cigarettes and there's cans of beer and notes that say I miss you dear, and children who don't say anything at all. There's purple hearts and packs of gum, fatherless daughters and fatherless sons, and there's 50,000 names carved in the wall. They come from all across this land in pickup trucks and minivans, searching for a boy from long ago. They scan the wall and find his name. The teardrops fall like pouring rain, and silently they leave a gift and go. There's stars of David and rosary beads and crucifixion figurines and flowers of all colors, large and small. There's a Boy Scout badge and American
little American flags waving in the wind. And there's 50,000 names carved in the wall. There's 50,000 names carved in the wall.
Well, I had folks, I don't play that, but usually once a year I play this song because it's part of my life. Right or wrong, good or bad, it makes no difference. It's part of my life. Memories of my young boyhood, childhood, memories of my young manhood, I should say, when I become man enough to put on a uniform. When my dad shook my hand the day I left. To me, that was a bridge I crossed into being a young man and no longer a child. But these are things in my mind that I don't always share. I don't share hardly very often at all. At least not as openly on the radio as I did tonight to people all over the world. But I want you to know that preachers have feelings. They have pains and sorrows. They have regrets like everybody else does. And the biggest thing that breaks my heart is we haven't learned any lessons. We're still doing the same things. Still sending our sons and daughters to die for something that we have no idea what it is. It's never what we're told it is. And now we're fertilizing another war and across the sea in NATO in Europe. But this time, folks, will not leave us untouched in America. You can take that to the bank. Now, I'm going to take a couple phone calls. If you want to hurry, then I'm going to share the last few minutes with you something I share with you, okay? But if you want to call and talk to us very quickly, please do. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I hope I didn't bore you too bad tonight by sharing some of my past, my history, and my feelings from the deepest part of my soul and body and my heart. A lot of sweet memories of time spent, and a lot of sad memories also. But that is my life. I was privileged to live it and learn from it for the glory of my Father. Before I knew who God was, He took me through all these things and brought me back. No, I don't always understand why. I just pray that I've done His will since I come back, at least since I've become to go know Christ. And fought my way through a lot of ignorance in learning His word and learning true history. I hope I did everything to glorify Him as I could so far. And we'll finish up doing the same. The phone line's open, 844-769-2944. About 3 or 4 minutes, folks, I'm going to talk to you about something that happened to us this past Friday. I want to share with you some things, and I want to show you how God can work even through adversity that you wouldn't believe sometimes. 844-769-2944. I'll wait about another 3 seconds. The phone don't ring, then I'll go in to share with you what happened. But I would like to hear from you. I'd like to hear your thoughts on what I said. Maybe you want to share something from your time. Maybe you're an ex-military. Maybe you're the same age. Maybe you were in the Vietnam era, and you did see some things you were part of. Maybe you'd like to share that. I would love to hear from you. But please hurry. 844-769-2944. Surely somebody who listens to this program is a veteran. And my age. Surely. Maybe they want to talk about it. I surely understand that too. I really can. I'm going to talk. Let's go talk to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, not much. I'll tell you what. This is no different what happened in the Civil War, right?
Yeah.
See, I had an uncle. He was in Pacific. And the Death March for Japan. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. Yes, I know about that. I sure did study about that. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, what was that war about? Oil. And then China couldn't get the oil, and we had to go buy for China. That's the biggest mistake of all.
Well, Mick, you and I both know that we were led in these wars to sacrifice young for the wealth of the elite and the more power to the New World Order, so to speak. Even back then, you know that.
Now, who's the man of war? Esau, Edom.
Well, that obviously is true. It's all those that are opposed to Christ. And it's just sad to say that. Yeah, and it's just sad to see so many innocent people slaughtered for their cause, because they're duped into thinking doing something right. That's just so sad.
See, which I can't agree. But, Mayor, a person, a male, could always join the military. He had to be 20 years old.
Yeah, that was a time when that was true. That's right. That's right. Mick, I'm going to take one more quick phone call. Thanks for calling, buddy. Appreciate it. Mike, North Carolina, come on in, sir.
Thank you, Butch.
You're welcome.
A man that I was pretty close to, he's gone now. I knew him since I was 12. He retired from the CIA. He told me that they left our doctors, nurses, all our boys behind in the Philippines so that they would, because they knew that the Japanese would commit terrible atrocities, especially against the nurses. And he said they left them behind on purpose. The ship sailed out of there empty and left all of them behind so that they would commit these things against them, and they could use it in the newspapers.
Sure.
To further
propaganda. Propaganda.
Yeah, that's right. To keep the enlistments coming and all of that. I'm long past knowing, man. All wars are bankers' wars.
Amen.
Thanks for being there.
All right. Thank you, Mike. One more quick call. Will this be the last call tonight? I got to talk to you. Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor Butch. Agree with everything you were saying, brother. And I'm a Vietnam War vet just like you. And you're right. Smedley D. Butler, a fellow Pennsylvanian Double Medal of Honor recipient who wrote the book War is a Racket, which people can buy, find easily on the Internet. I would advise them to take a look at that because he won two medals of honor, so he wasn't a sissy.
That's right.
He was a major general when he retired, which was the highest rank in the Marine Corps at that time. They didn't have the 3- and 4- and 5-star generals at that time. And he wrote a book, and he said he was nothing but a prostitute for the bankers and the industrialists on both sides of the war that were making money hand over fist off the blood and tears of a lot of people. So, Pastor Butch, what you said moved my heart. I had a high school friend who went to my local church with me. I'm not going to give his full name, but it was Bobby, and he was killed over there in Vietnam. And so the song you played is very appropriate, and people better think twice about what war is, and it's not like a John Wayne movie.
No, it's not.
John Wayne movie.
No,
and I gave a speech at the American Legion years ago where I talked about all the POW MIAs that we left behind.
Yes, we did.
That we left behind. Over 20,000 in the World War II, thousands in the Korean War, and probably a couple thousand in the Vietnam War, including a bunch of our allies in that.
Yes.
And I don't like it. I'm sick of it. So that's my 2 cents, Pastor Butch.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you. I figured you'd call in. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your service, Pastor Butch.
Thank you for being there beside me. Thank you, Daryl. Good guy. All right, folks, I'm going to share something with you. I'm going to share with you, so just bear with me. This past Friday, I went to town to run some chores. I come back home and got the news that somebody had hacked our personal bank account and a ministry account. The personal bank account, a few $100, we can handle that. It bothered me a lot, but we can handle it. But they wiped out a ministry account. I'd have to look at the exact figure, between $8,000 and $10,000 they stole out of Call to Decision Ministries. This happened on Friday. I was upset about it. Who wouldn't be? Then I got to remember in Romans 8:28, and it says what it says. Read it for yourself. I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Because if I can't raise the funds, and I can't pay the folks at workforce with us this past month, and I can't pay the airtime, I will not go on the air in June unless I pay June in advance. I will not go off the air owing somebody money. That's not a Christian thing to do. I said, Lord, I can't go on the air past Tuesday unless something happens. Well, I called a dear friend of mine, dear brother in Christ, Coach Dave Dobbenmar. He and some other gentlemen started something some months ago that raised funds to help ministries. And he asked me what I needed, and I told him about what I needed. He said, I can't do that much, but I can do something to help you. I don't want to give the exact amount because I don't think it'd be fair to him or the group. But it was enough to pay our helpers this month and get us in the next month on airtime. Now, I made him a promise that if we get the money back, I will pay this money back to this organization. Now, get him pen and paper handy, because I'm going to give you a way that you can donate this group. And maybe sometime help somebody else out, like me, just a talk show host to try to serve the Lord. Maybe you come through for them and help them through a bind, as they did me. Now, we don't have what we need to get into all the way through this month coming up. I'm going by faith. I'm going to ask if you could, if you would, do a little extra this month if you can. Help us rebuild what was stolen from us. Yes, it was stolen. And the bank is trying to find out what happened, where it went. Odds are, though, that it's taken from somewhere overseas, so they can't do a thing about it. But if it's somewhere in this country, they're going to try to find the IP address, and they're going to try to follow up and do something about it. They told me to contact the law enforcement, which I did, and the state trooper said he can do anything unless the bank asks him to, but have them call if they want to pursue this. So hopefully they said we'll get our money back in the account within 4 or 5 days, but it may not be ours to keep. Because if they find out we may have been at fault somehow, don't know how it could be, they will take it back. I won't know that for about 45 days. So I want to share with you what God did to bless us. He took something that was devastating, that would have shut down the ministry. Period, folks. We wouldn't have the money to continue into this month, this coming month at all. We still don't have enough to get through the month, but we can get started. I want to ask if you can and feel led to, if you'd help us raise enough to get through this month. And it's going to take a few thousand dollars to get into the month and handle it the way we always have in the past because of your generosity. I'm so sorry this happened. I truly am. I don't know what I could have done to stop it. I really don't. I don't even know how it's done. But thanks to Coach Dave, we'll be on the air next week. Thanks to Coach Dave. Those who have earned the funds because they help us, we'll get them now. Coach Dave and his organization. Now, I want you to write this down, this address down. And if you can also send them something to help them, just put a note with it. This is to help fund ministries. They know what it's talking about. You can send it to Coach Dave, actually. Coach Dave Dobbenmar. And Dobbenmar is spelled Dabenmire. D, like in Delta, A-U-B, like in Bravo, E-N-M-I-R-E, Dobbenmar, Coach Dave Dobbenmar. And the address is easy, Box 744, Box 744, Hebron, H-E-B-R-O-N, Hebron, Ohio, 43025. 43025. Again, Coach Dave Dobbenmar, Box 744, Hebron, Ohio, 43025. Now, if you missed that, it'll make it easier for you. Send it to me, I'll send it to him, I promise. I want you to pay him every penny. I really do. But we got to get through this month. And prayerfully, the bank will find out that wasn't our fault and reinstate the funds. And I hope they will do that soon. Or you can go online if you want to donate. If you go to CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com, you can donate online to this ministry that's helping us through this hard time. So if you find your heart, and you can do it, we could use your help, folks, this month more than we have needed in a long time. It's getting tight already before the end of the month. It happens. It does happen. but we could use your help if you don't mind. I want you to pay the money. If God allows me to get the, those funds back, I will pay the money back. We're going to have some help to get us over the hump and into the month and maybe get started next month. So if you can help us, we'd appreciate it. Don't run yourself short. Do as God leads, okay? As you've already learned, if you listen to this program any amount of time, I just share with you what's on my heart. I try to bring guests on that will bless you also. Tomorrow night we have Dr. Rodrigo from BioCare Hospital on. If you have any health questions, you call tomorrow night and talk to him. We'll give a number out tomorrow night, too, where you can call him at his hospital. He will spend time talking to you on the phone an hour or two at a time. He's there to serve, and he loves to serve. So tomorrow night we'll have Dr. Rodrigo on. And Wednesday night, Dr. Judy Mikovits is coming to join us. Wow, does she have something to share with us. Dr. Judy Mikovits, what a sweet lady, will be joining us Wednesday night. She's been here last week, and her plane was late getting in. There wasn't the time before that. The plane was also late getting in. So this time she'll be on the ground, hopefully. And she'll be with us Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, of course, as always. Dr. Rodrigo tomorrow night, Dr. Mikovits on Wednesday night. And folks, I want to tell you again how much I appreciate all of you. You'll never know. I'll share this final story and then move on. The orphanage that we helped in Uganda, that you all helped with, you remember that? Mike, the gentleman running the orphanage in Uganda, remember he sent pictures of everything that he bought with the funds we sent him? A little girl from Canada was listening to the program that night. I'm going to find her name here. I'm going to share it with you. I don't think she'll mind. A little girl from Canada. I'll just use the first name. Her name is Jordana. From Toronto, Canada. I think she's about 10 years old. She heard the program. Oh, what a blessing. And she went to her school. And in her school, she raised $700 to send to the orphanage on her own in the school. Jordana in Toronto, if you're listening to me tonight, sweetheart, I'd love to give you a hug and tell you how much I love you. I really would. If you listen, I'd like for you to call me sometime and share with us what happened. Jordana in Toronto, thank you for what you did for the hungry children in Uganda. Thank you for being the kind of woman, young woman, that we can call our little sister in Christ. How sweet and how powerful, folks. If this little ministry can bless somebody, it's worth all the time I put into it in 30 years. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow night with Dr. Rodrigo. Join us then, okay? Have a wonderful day tomorrow. Good night.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Home.